Hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast. We are live. This is Dr. Lisa. I am so excited to see everybody. We are just happy to be alive. Y'all come on and clap and give God glory for another day. Come on, family. Come on in the room and let's put our hands together. Come on. Put our hands together. Come on, because God did not have to call our name. We are so excited. Hallelujah. If this is your first time visiting me on a live podcast, I want to tell you, welcome, family. I will hope and pray that before you leave, that you will definitely receive some powerful prophetic insight nuggets that you will be able to take and share with other people. Download the podcast, teach it to somebody else. Definitely take notes, subscribe, and follow me. I'm so excited. So we're going to talk about a demon called rejection. Here on my podcast, I teach a lot about different realms of the spirit. I teach a lot on Holy Spirit. I teach a lot on the demonic realm, which is the kingdom of darkness. But today, we're going to focus on rejection. Why is that? Because rejection are demonic agents with an S on it that's linked to many other spirits. Now, remember that rejection also carries many other spirits with it. One of the spirits is called bitterness. If somebody rejects you or does you wrong, you're going to automatically, not automatically, but it's a demon that comes into your heart. And that demon is called what? Bitterness. Also with rejection, there's insecurity that comes. Why is there insecurity? Because when they reject you, you don't feel like you belonged. You don't feel like you belong anymore. Also, there's hatred that comes. Along with hatred, there's unforgiveness that comes. But today we're going to focus on rejection. Let me name two more demons: fear of rejection and self-rejection. So we're going to talk about the demonic manifestations of rejection. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. You know, I'm going to always give you a scripture so that you won't say, oh, Dr. Lisa just said this. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, that's in the Old Testament. And it says, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The demonic spirit of double-mindedness first enters into a person's life through rejection. Almost every demonized person that I have ever talked to, they always have at least one sort of root of rejection. Many people move through life with hurts and scars that go untreated. It's just like if you fall down and scratch your knee, if you were ice skating or roller skating outside and you scratch your knee, you now have to bandage that scar. It's bleeding now. How do you stop the bleeding? You go in and you pour in peroxide on that scratch and then you put alcohol. The alcohol burns it. So now you blow it. So now when you bleed in the spirit realm with rejection and you're bleeding, your peroxide that you're going to put on it is the word of God. Come on, Sia. Yes, Lord. Then the alcohol that we put in the natural on a scar that burns, now you're going to put the Holy Ghost fire on that scar in the spirit realm. And the Holy Ghost fire is going to burn that rejection out of your soul, out of your soul, out of your mind, your will, and your emotions. It's going to burn. That's called a spiritual infection. This type of infection that is rejection, it attracts demons from four parts. That's the north, the south, the east, and the west winds. These demons feed on the infected wound. Why? Because they grow in numbers. The more you hate somebody, they grow because now they attach the hatred demons. You have to remember that demons operate in links. They operate in groups. They operate in ranks. Before long, when you are dealing with rejection, now you suffer from so many different spiritual maladies that you can hardly unravel to find freedom. And now you feel like you're stuck. So that's why deliverance is so important. It's so important that you know that if you had a 5-year rejection hurt going on, then you need deliverance. If you were rejected by your spouse, if you were rejected by somebody that promised you a business deal, or if somebody lied to you at school, or somebody said they were going to marry you and they didn't, somebody promised to take you out to eat and they didn't, that's rejection. And so you may have a hidden demon that's there, that's lodged into your soul, like unforgiveness, like anger, like retaliation, and you need deliverance from that. Rejection is an identity stealer. Let's talk about that. Rejection makes you lose who God said that you are. How many of y'all have been rejected and you done lost sight of who you are? We know that your name is Mary or your name is Tony, but I mean in the spirit realm. Because when you belong to God, you are now the righteousness of God. That is your identity. Let me tell you something about rejection, people of God. You are not to be identifying yourself under the label of astrology. Whatever time your birthday is, you're not a Cancer. You're not a Scorpio. What is mine? Mine's is in December. I forgot what they said mine's is. But Aries, they have Aries. You're not to be identified with that. Why? Because rejection sets in if you do not fall under the direction or the instruction of what that particular astrology sign says that it does. Cancer, for example. If you're not a person that's neat and your birthday is in July, they say Cancer people, they mean in the world. If your birthday is July, I can't remember the dates, but if you were born in the month of July, then your person is very neat. You're well organized according to what the demonic realm says. You're very neat. You're organized. Please don't mess with your things or else you'll get upset. You're a very well-dressed person. That's an identity stealer of who God says you are. And if you don't really dress neat, if you don't care about smelling good, if you're a person that's not really neat, if you're not organized in every area of your life, if you fall short of those things, then the world or somebody could reject you. And so we want to be careful about the spirit of rejection. Rejection is an identity stealer. Even after it inflicts the initial wound, rejection causes people of all ages to doubt who they are. It causes you to feel as if something is wrong with you. How many of y'all can attest to that? I was rejected by my husband a few years ago, and he told me to go and find another man. He said, when I called him to ask him, well, what's wrong? Because that's the first thing you want to find out when somebody rejects you. You want to say, well, what happened? What's wrong? What did I do? And he said, go find you another man. You're bugging me. So he said, you're getting on my nerves. And I know doggone well, I was not bugging him. I was not on his nerves. I knew that it was something that I provided for him that made him leave. What is that? A green card. A green card. He married me for a green card. So that was the issue. He got his green card and he left and he decided to reject me. Let's talk about self-rejection. Self-rejection. Let's also talk about fear of rejection and the acting of rejecting others. Self-rejection will cause you to reject yourself. Like, I could have really been like, I'm not beautiful anymore. That's self-rejection. Just because my husband decided at that time to leave me when he was my husband, I could have been like, well, it's me. I'm not beautiful anymore. Or I don't know how to cook good breakfast anymore. That's self-rejection. Or I don't dress the way he wants me to dress. That's self-rejection. Those are demons, okay? fear of rejection. I could have closed myself up and been like, I'm not going to talk to anybody because anybody that's from Africa is going to reject me. That's fear of rejection. So now I'm not going to hang out at the places that I normally hang out at, where I know some of my African friends hang out at, or I'm no longer going to go get my hair braided from the Africans because they're going to braid it wrong. They're going to pull my hair out. They're going to damage me. That's fear of rejection. And I have several African owned shops, braiding shops that I go to. One in particular, been loyal to them for like 30 years. So those are demons that come in to speak to you. There's different levels of rejection. Rejection is a hurtful and painful experience that no one likes to go through. Many people avoid it. Why? Because they're like, you know, at all costs, I'm going to avoid this rejection demon that's coming upon me. I'm not going to address it. I'm just going to do my regular everyday activity. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to make my breakfast, get dressed, brush my teeth, shower again. I already showered last night. I'm going to shower again. Crank the car up, go to work, get my bagel and my coffee, and I'm going to do my work, come back home, and I'm not going to talk to anybody. That is definitely operating under the fear of rejection. Come on, Sire. Yes, Lord. And self-rejection. Come on, people of God. Let's talk and pray about this thing. That rejection demon, it is a strong demon that hides. It hides so much in the body of Christ, meaning amongst God's children, you don't even know that you are operating under the curse of rejection. You got to get out and talk to people. I met a lady recently. She was crying, saying, oh my goodness, what did I do wrong? I've not been married since I lost my husband. I asked God, what did I do? I said, ma'am, you didn't do anything wrong. She said, well, I don't get out of the house. Well, that's the issue. You're afraid of being rejected. You need to get out. Some of y'all don't even go nowhere. You don't have to have so-called friends that you can call up in your phone. Go out and meet friends. I make friends all the time. I just met a friend at the bookstore the other day. We exchanged numbers. I texted her and said, hey, this is my number. She texted me back. She said, this is my number. We plan on doing a podcast together, but she being a guest on my show, I'm one on hers. But we made friends. We stood there and we talked for a little over an hour. I can go to Target and make friends. I might be looking at a washcloth or bath towels, or go to Macy's and look at shoes and somebody saying, hey, do you like these shoes? You can make friends. You don't have to be afraid of being rejected. Okay? The rejection personality is the inward manifestation of double-mindedness. Double-mindedness is in the Bible, as we see amongst a king, and his name is Ahab. A-H-A-B for boy, Ahab. Ahab, one of the kings of Israel. When a person is rejected, he attempts to defend against the hurt by withdrawing or isolating himself. That's what we're talking about. Fear of rejection. I got some friends that I know that say, oh, I don't deal with people. I don't deal with people. I don't fool with people. There's people at your church. There's people that I know at previous churches that I've attended. They sing in the choir and they're on the praise and worship team. And they will quickly tell you as soon as they get out of praise and worship and church service is over with, completely over with, when the pastor does the benediction, they are running out of the door. Oh, I don't fool with people. That's a demon operating in you, operating in those people. You can't do that. How you gonna sit up there and give God glory with your mouth, but then you don't want to fellowship afterwards? You can't do that. Oh, I don't fool with people. That's self-rejection. That's operating in fear of rejection, in fear of somebody's going to say something about your hair or your clothes or question you about, you know, where were you last week? Just those are demons that are operating. Here on this podcast, I will teach you different levels of demonic spirits. It is important that you understand the different levels, the different insights, of demons, because that is why the Lord says in Hosea, I believe it's chapter 4, verse 6, for my people perish. For knowledge, they don't know the knowledge. People perish because they're short of knowledge. They're short of wisdom from Holy Spirit. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Now that is powerful. If you don't understand about Holy Spirit, if you don't understand about the demonic realm, you're in trouble, because you cannot fight the spirit realm. Let me back up. You cannot fight demons in the spirit realm with your flesh. You're in trouble. You can't keep saying, the devil is a liar. You got to be able to know and identify different spirits of rejection, for example, like we're doing today. Ahab was a king that operated in rejection. A king is a high principality. Oh, I can't hear nobody. King Ahab, you need to understand that. So when you say your prayer, you will list the word Ahab in your prayer, because it is a high principality. And this is why I'm doing the podcast, to teach the people of God. So that way, when you're in a relationship with a man or a woman, and they're operating in self-rejection, fear of rejection, they don't want to go nowhere. They want to stay in the house or watch TV all day. They scared to go to the movies on the south side of town. Oh, they scared to go out to eat over here at the Jamaican restaurant. They don't want to go where black people are. They don't want to go where white people are. They don't want to go where Chinese people are. That is fear of rejection from the core. That is fear of rejection on so many different levels. That is self-rejection on so many different levels. That is that double-minded spirit of rejection. Double-minded. Either you trust God or you don't. You trust that God is going to protect you on the earth. Double-mindedness means, oh, I'm not going to go over here because I have fear of. No. Rejection. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Y'all take notes. All right. The defense is fear. Fear of being hurt. That's rejection. Fear of being ridiculed. Fear of being betrayed. Fear of being mistreated or abused in any format, in any fashion. I can remember being at my stepfather's funeral a couple years ago. He passed. And at my mother's house, that was my mother's second husband after her and my dad divorced. And so my brother, my blood brother, somebody might say, y'all got the same mom and daddy? Yes, honey, it don't matter. That's my brother. He decided to make fun. He ridiculed my pants. There was nothing wrong with my pants. But when he ridiculed me, he said, oh, look, they're long. They were not long. They were regular pants that came to my ankles, like any normal pair of pants that a person would wear. And he decided to ridicule. That is rejection. He wanted his wife and his daughters, my two daughters, my mom, to laugh at me. Now, my children didn't laugh, but his wife did. And my two nieces did. Oh, and my sister was there. I forgot. And she, you know, she laughed. Also, the spirit of rejection. When people ridicule you, you have to remember that they are also jealous of you. Come on, Sire. Yes, Lord. They are jealous of you. And so I know that my brother and my sister are very jealous of me. They always said I was my father's favorite. They didn't say I was my stepfather's favorite. They may have thought that, but I know that every chance they get, they like to ridicule and poke fun. And so you may have a family member that's always made fun of you. Don't let them do that and you not say anything. Don't be like, well, Lord, I'm just going to be quiet. No, you speak up to that demon. I spoke up and I, you know, defended myself in a very calm manner. Rejection. Fear and its manifestations become a stronghold in the life of a person who carries the spirit of rejection. A stronghold. What is a stronghold? That means it is a demon or demons with an S that is lodged in your soul, in your mind, and you have not uprooted that demon. Had I been insecure, remember rejection brings on insecurity. Had I been insecure, I would have allowed my brother to make fun of my pants. I didn't allow him to do that. Why? Because I'm very secure in who God says that I am. And I know that I do not operate in rejection. I've been rejected, but I know that I do not operate in rejection. Let me say that one more time. I'm very secure in who I am. So I know that the way my pants looked was fine. They were normal. I look good. And I smell good, as always. And I know that they were hating on me. And so, the root of rejection, do not allow it to be lodged in your life. We're going to say some prayers here against rejection. But let's move on. Rejection is the sense of being unwanted, the agony of desperately wanting people to love you, but being convinced they do not. Oh, I can't hit nobody. It is so many people out here looking for love. They are looking in the wrong places. And that's why they keep being rejected. Messiah, yes, Lord. They're just looking all in the wrong places. They actually may be, the person may be loving and accepting, but when you're suffering from rejection, you are unable to believe when somebody loves you, and you're unable to receive true love. There is definitely an aching desire for people to be a part of something, but never feeling that they are. That's sad, isn't it? If people don't invite you to things, don't worry about it. They've done you a favor. Trust me, they did you a favor. You don't even know if the food was going to be all that great. You don't even know if the conversations they were going to be all that great. You didn't miss a doggone thing. Trust me, you didn't. Isaiah wrote about a woman. Isaiah's in the Bible. He's in the Old Testament. Isaiah wrote about a woman who had suffered a deep and terrible spiritual wound because of rejection. It's in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 6, and it says, "For the Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken, and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou was refused, says thy God." To compensate for rejection, some people, they become withdrawn like a turtle in his shell for protection. Some explode with anger and hatred, fighting bitterly against the pain and injustice. Rejected people often spend their lives seeking a meaningful identity outside of a true relationship with God. Oh, I can't hear nobody. That right there will preach all by itself. Rejected people, excuse me, y'all. Rejected people often spend their lives seeking a meaningful, meaning it's dear to their heart. They can feel love, identity outside of a true relationship with God. When you have a relationship with God, you know who you are. You know your identity. That's why when my brother was making fun of me, I stood up for myself because I know who I am in Jesus Christ. See, my brother don't belong to the Lord. He don't. But he always want prayer from me. He come Messiah, always. I would even say that he comes quite often to where I live in this wonderful city. He doesn't call. The only time he call is when he having an asthma attack. Some of y'all might laugh. He having an asthma attack. He can't hardly talk. He get one of his friends to dial my number because he need prayer. Let me see. The last time he did that was that wasn't last August. No, that was in 2021 he did that. But he'll post on the internet different places he's gone to. Here where I live, and he don't call. That's the spirit of rejection. But guess what? I don't I'm not insecure. I'm not angry with my brother. When my husband left me and the girls, you know, he rejected us. I'm not bitter. I don't hate. I've forgiven. A lot of y'all operate in unforgiveness. Let's talk about this. You have to forgive. You can't go around saying you love God. You can't go around talking about something. I don't fool with that person. I'm just going to pray for them. You pray for them, but you have to forgive. And it takes work to forgive. How do you do that? You identify what levels of rejection, what types of rejection spirit you're dealing with. Is it anger? Is it murder in your heart? Come on, I can't hear nobody. I used to have murder in my heart against my siblings with an S. But I had to forgive. You have to forgive. If you are being abused right now by your husband or by your wife or by your children, you have to forgive. I can't hear nobody. Forgive. Unforgiveness is under the demons of rejection. Resentment. My husband resented us. He resented being married to me. I had to forgive. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation. Come on. These are spirits that talk to you. The retaliation spirits of rejection. They come on. They say, you know what? Go ahead and post all their business on social media. You can't do that. That means you didn't forgive. That means you operate in anger and bitterness and violence and hatred. People of God, let me encourage you. Forgive those that wronged you. I'm going to read a scripture. Where's my Bible? Let me get my Bible. I'm going to read a scripture. I was reading this scripture yesterday. Y'all like, where's she at? This is live. I walked away to get my Bible. All right. So I was reading this last night. I know this scripture. It's Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. You'll also, if you have the King James Version, you'll see that it's written in red. If you have, let's see, because I have several versions of the Bible. If you have the New Life Version, it's not going to be in red. I also have, what version is this? The large print King James Version Foundation Study Bible. It's not going to be in red, I don't believe. Let me turn to it. Oh, I might be wrong. It is in red. So Matthew chapter 6, let's go. Now that's where you're going to find the Our Father's Prayer. But I want to show you that if you operate in any of those demons that I listed, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder, bitterness. That's just to name a few. And you don't forgive those. Let me tell you what the Lord said about people that don't forgive. It says in verse 12, chapter 6, verse 12, let's start there. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But he said in verse 15, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Trespasses are when somebody sinned against you. That means when they rejected you. If you don't forgive, the Lord say right here, it's proof. He's not going to forgive you. That's Matthew chapter 6. I just read verse 12 through 15. But verse 14 and 15 is where he's telling you that if you don't forgive, he said he's going to forgive you of yours. So that's why every day you have to repent daily. You have to repent of your sins daily. But let me tell you something about these rejection demons. Just because you don't see the people, that don't mean you forgave them. If you're listening to this live podcast right now and you're crying or you're wondering, then you need to work on forgiveness. One way to do that, people of God, is to go on a fast, to kill your fleshly heart. Hey, I can't hear nobody. Let's go to the throne of grace in prayer. Somebody's asking. Yes, you fast. You fast to kill your flesh and ask God to forgive you for having hatred and bitterness in your heart, for you walking in unforgiveness all these years, all this time. If somebody molested you or raped you, you want to forgive. Forgive those people. Let's pray about forgiveness. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. You are the strength of my life. I will not fear anything or anyone. I will not operate in the fear of rejection. I will not operate in the self-rejection. Lord, you are with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me, Lord? I thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. I thank you, Lord, for walking with your people. Thank you, Lord. You were despised and rejected. You are acquainted with my grief and sorrow. But by your stripes, I am healed of rejection in the name of Jesus. I am healed of rejection in the name of Jesus. Come on, I can't hear nobody. I am healed. Say it. Say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed of rejection. I am healed of self-rejection. I'm healed of that murder spirit. I don't want to murder nobody, Lord. Come on. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to choke nobody. I'm not going to ride by their house. I'm not going to call their phone and hang up. I'm not going to send no text messages, hatred messages. I'm not going to post nothing on social media. I can't hear nobody. Thank you, Lord. I believe and receive, Lord, what you have said about me. Your truth sets me free from the spirit of rejection. Holy Ghost fire. Come on, let's pray it in the spirit. Thank you, Lord, for delivering your children from the spirit of rejection. For they know what you said about who they are. They are wonderful. They were wonderfully made. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They are great because you are great. Thank you, Lord. They operate in spiritual authority. They have the authority to pull down and dismantle every stronghold of rejection in the name of Jesus. You have nailed their rejection to the cross. They have been set free because of the blood of Jesus. You are there. They are the chosen ones of God. And we give you glory for it today, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That they are holy and without blame. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They're not going to operate in bitterness. They're going to go to sleep tonight in peace. We thank you, Lord, for you having the Holy Spirit blow in the atmosphere over them, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we want to give you glory for it today, Lord. And we pray it right now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love y'all family so much. Thank you so much for coming on. Y'all leave y'all comments now. You can also follow me on YouTube. It's AskDrLisa, AskDrLisa, AskDrLisa. You'll see me up there. I got a wig on, but you'll see me. I think I got on a green dress because there's a couple of Dr. Lisas on YouTube. That's why I'm saying that. Y'all follow me here. Subscribe. I would love for you to subscribe and be a part of the family. I'm on Instagram as I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. I am on TikTok as, am I Dr. Lisa 8? What am I on TikTok? I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I'm on this thing. I'm on at Dr. Lisa, and it's the number 8. Dr. Lisa for daughter. Dr. Lisa 8. I just uploaded some reels on yesterday that'll help you. YouTube, y'all join me on YouTube also. I look so forward to talking to you again about rejection. We're also going to be coming back talking about different levels of rejection with dealing with sex. We're going to be talking about it, okay? God bless you. Take care. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Oh, one more thing. My staff is telling me. If, yes, you can talk to me. Some people are asking, can they talk to me? You can go to my Facebook page. It's Lisa, L-I-S-A Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, Lisa Graham. And when you go to my bio, there's a link there. And you click the Calendly link. You can also go to my Instagram. It's on Instagram. I-A-M-D-R Lisa Lisa. I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. And you can click the Calendly link. You can schedule a time. Don't forget to put your phone number. And I think it's like two or three questions you answer. And then we'll talk. Answer the phone when I call. I don't know what number. It may show my number. It may not, depending on the region of the world that you're in. But yes, you can talk to me. I'll talk to you later. Y'all take care. I love you, family, so much. Have a beautiful, happy day. And don't be angry and bitter. Y'all have a good, blessed day. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.